wonder if God got a plan for everyone. I wonder if I could take a second run. 'Cause I carry on getting sad and getting stuck. What I wouldn't give for a life that doesn't suck. I'm a moving target.
To the S3 podcast. I hope that you all have had a great start to your morning or your day, wherever you are. Welcome back to episode 58, the history of Chernobyl. As always, follow us on Instagram at S3podcast_. Also, listen to us on your favourite podcast platform. But without further ado, let's get into it. So, let's start with the history. So, identity of Ptolemy's Azargarium. Some older geographical dictionaries and descriptions of modern Eastern Europe mention Chernobyl with reference to Ptolemy's world map, 2nd century CE. Chernobyl is identified as Azargarium, UK Oppidum Somatae, by the 1605 Lexicon Geographicum of Filippo Ferrari and the 1677 Lexicon Universale of Johann Jakob Hoffmann. According to the Dictionary of Ancient Geography of Alexander Macbean, London 1773, Azargarium is a town of Sarmatia Europaea on the Bosphorus, Dnieper, 36 east longitude and 40 latitude. The city is now supposed to be Chernobyl, a town of Poland in Red Russia, in the Palatinate of Kiev, not far from Borodino. Whether Azargarium is indeed Chernobyl is debatable. The question of Azargarium's correct location was raised in 1842 by Habsburg Slovak historian Pavel Joseph Satarik, who published a book titled Slavic Ancient History, where he claimed Azargarium to be the hill of Zagorno, which he found on an old Russian map. Bolsov's circuit been drawing near the city of Pereyaslav, now in central Ukraine. In 2019, Ukrainian architect Boris Yefalov Pribitak published a book, Roman Kiev or Castrum Azargarium at Kiev Podil, the 12th to 18th century. The archaeological excavations that were conducted in 2005 to 2008 found a cultural layer from the 10th to 12th centuries, which predates the first documentary mention of Chernobyl. Around the 12th century, Chernobyl was part of the land of Kievan Rus. The first known mention of the settlement as Chernobyl is from an 1193 charter, which describes it as a hunting lodge of Nyach Runk Wasilavik in 1362. It was a crown village of the Grand Duchy of Lithuania. Around that time, the town had owned a castle which was ruined, at least on two occasions, in 1473 and 1482. The Chernobyl castle was rebuilt in the first quarter of the 16th century, being located nearby the settlement in a hard-to-reach area. With revival of the castle, Chernobyl became a county seat. In 1552, it accounted for 196 buildings with 1,372 residents, out of which over 1,160 were considered city dwellers. In the city were developing various crafts, professions such as blacksmith, cooper, among others. Near Chernobyl has been excavated bog iron, out of which was produced iron. The village was granted to Philon Kmite, the captain of the Royal Cavalry, as a fieldom 1566. Following the Union of Lublin, the province where Chernobyl is located was transferred to the Crown of the Kingdom of Poland in 1569. Under the Polish crown, Chernobyl became a seat of eldership. During that period, Chernobyl was inhabited by Ukrainian peasants. Some Polish people and a relatively large number of Jews. Jews were brought to Chernobyl by Filon Kamenna during the Polish campaign of colonization. The first mentioning of Jewish community in Chernobyl is in the 17th century. In 1600, in the city was built the first Kościół, a Polish word for the Roman Catholic Church. Local population was persecuted for holding Eastern Orthodox rite services. The traditionally Eastern Orthodox Ukrainian peasantry around the town were forcibly converted by Poland to the Ruthenian Uniate Church in 1626. During the Counter-Reformation, a Dominican church and monastery were founded by Lukasz Sapieha. A group of old Catholics opposed the decrees of the Council of the Chernobyl residents actively supported the Kamenetsky Uprising, 1648-1657. With the spring of the Truce of Andrusovo in 1667, Chernobyl was secured after the Sapieha family, sometime in the 18th century. The place was passed on to the Chodkiewicz family in the mid-18th century. The area around Chernobyl was engulfed in a number of peasant riots, which caused Prince Ryabkin to write from Warsaw to Major General Kresnikov, requesting hussars to be sent from Kharkiv to deal with the uprising near Chernobyl in 1768. By the end of the 18th century, the town accounted for 2,865 residents and had 642 buildings. Obviously, you know, Chernobyl in and of itself was its own settlement, was its own, in a sense, you know, outside of Poland, you know, it was its own, like, I don't want to say military state, but it had its own, probably currency that it dealt in. It had its own workshops, businesses, and so forth. You know, so let's now head into the 18th century, to Soviet times, demography and events. Following the second partition of Poland in 1793, Chernobyl was annexed by the Russian Empire and became part of Radomysl County. As a supernumerary town, many of the Uniate Church converts returned to Eastern Orthodoxy. In 1832, following the failed Polish November Uprising, the Dominican monastery was sequestrated. The Church of the Old Catholics was disbanded in 1852. Until the end of the 19th century, Chernobyl was a privately owned city that belonged to the Chodkiewicz family. In 1896, they sold the city to the state, but until 1910, they owned a castle and a house in the city. In the second half of the 18th century, Chernobyl became a major centre of Hasidic Judaism. The Chernobyl Hasidic dynasty had been founded by Rabbi Menachem Chersky. The Jewish population suffered greatly from pogroms in October 1905, and in March to April 1919, many Jews were killed or robbed at the instigation of the Russian nationalist Black Hundreds. When the Chersky dynasty left Chernobyl in 1920, it ceased to exist as a centre of Hasidism. Chernobyl had a population of 10,800 in 1898, including 7,200 Jews. In the beginning of March 1918, Chernobyl was occupied in World War I by German forces. Soviet times, 1920 to 1991. Ukrainians and Bolsheviks fought over the city in the ensuing civil war. In the Polish-Soviet War of 1919 and then 1920, Chernobyl was taken first by the Polish army and then by the cavalry. of the Red Army. From 1921 onwards, it was officially incorporated into the Ukrainian SSR. Between 1929 and 1933, Chernobyl suffered from killings during Stalin's collectivization campaign. It was also affected by the famine that resulted from Stalin's policies. The Polish and German community of Chernobyl was deported to Kazakhstan in 1936 during the frontier clearances. During World War II, Chernobyl was occupied by the German army. From 25th of August 1941 to 17th of November 1943, the Jewish community was murdered during the Holocaust. In 1972, the Duga 1 radio receiver, part of the larger Duga over the horizon radar array, began construction 11 kilometers, 6.8 miles, west-northwest of Chernobyl. It was the origin of the Russian woodpecker and was designed as part of an anti-ballistic missile early warning radar. On August 15, 1972, the Chernobyl nuclear power plant, officially the Vladimir Ilyich Lenin nuclear power plant, began construction about 15 kilometres, 9.3 miles, northwest of Chernobyl. The plant was built alongside Pripyat, Atomograd city founded on 4th February 1970, that was intended to serve the nuclear power plant. The decision to build the power plant was adopted by the Central Committee of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union and the Council of Ministers of the Soviet Union on recommendations of the State Planning Committee that the Ukrainian SSR be its location. It was the first nuclear power plant to be built in Ukraine. Independent Ukraine, 1991 to present. With the dissolution of the Soviet Union in 1991, Chernobyl renamed part of Ukraine within the Chernobyl Exclusion Zone, which Ukraine inherited from the Soviet Union. Chernobyl nuclear reactor disaster. On April 26, 1986, exactly a year after I was born, one of the reactors, at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant exploded after unsanctioned experiments on the reactor by plant operators were done improperly. The resulting loss of control was due to design flaws from the RBMK reactor, which made it unstable when operated at low power and prone to thermal runaway, where increases in temperature increases reactor power output. Chernobyl city was evacuated 9 days after the disaster. The level of contamination with cesium-137 was around 555 surface ground deposition in 1986. Later, analysis concluded that even with very conservative estimates, relocation of the city or of any area below 1500 could not be justified on the grounds of radiological health. This, however, does not account for the uncertainty in the first few days of the accident about further depositions and weather patterns. Moreover, an earlier short-term evacuation could have averted more significant doses from short-lived isotope radiation, specifically iodine-131, which has a half-life of about 8 days. Estimates of health effects are a subject of some controversy. In 1998, average cesium-137 doses from the accident, estimated a 1 to 2 MSV per year, did not exceed those from other sources of exposure. The base of operations for the administration and monitoring of the Chernobyl exclusion zone was moved from Pripyat to Chernobyl. Chernobyl currently contains offices for the State Agency of Ukraine on the exclusion zone management and accommodations for visitors. Apartment blocks have been repurposed as accommodation for employees of the state agency. The length of time that workers may spend within the Chernobyl exclusion zone is restricted by regulations that have been implemented to limit radiation exposure. Today, visits are allowed to Chernobyl but limited by strict rules. In 2003, the United Nations Development Programme launched a project, called the Chernobyl Recovery and Development Programme, CRDP. For the recovery of the affected areas, the main goal of the CRDP's activities is supporting the efforts of the government of Ukraine to mitigate long-term social, economic and ecological consequences of the Chernobyl disaster. The city has become overgrown and many types of animals live there. According to census information collected over an extended period of time, it is estimated that more mammals live there now than before the disaster. Probably with a few, other things as well. People. Aaron Tversky of Chernobyl, 1784-1871, Rabbi. Alexander Krasnosikosiokov, 1880-1937, politician. Arnold Lakovsky, 1880-1937, artist. Jan Mikolaj Czochwitz, 1738-1781, Polish nobleman, father of Rosalia Lubomirska. Rosalia Lubomirska, 1768-1794, Polish noblewoman, guillotined during the French Revolution. Vladimir Pravik, 1962-1986, firefighter and liquidator. Chernobyl has a humid continental climate, DFB, with very warm, wet summers, with cool nights and long, cold and snowy winters. So this is from 1981-2002 climate data for Chernobyl. So if we go from month to month, so starting from record high, 11.5, so 52.7, average high 30.7, so -7, daily mean -3.6, 25.5, average low -6.3, record low -29.7. If you go into February, 17 is its record high, which is 62.6, average high -0.2. Again, I will link the Wikipedia article down below. So overall, it was 36.3, 97.3, 12.4, 54.3, 8.0, 46.4, 3.5, 38.3, -32.8, -27, 757.8, 29.84, and average precipitation days. For January, 9.94. For February, 10.17. For March, 7.68. April, 9.24. May, 11.9. June, 12.87. July, 12. August, 8.75. September, 11.15. October, 8.75. November, 10.29. December, 10.78. So these were the climate data for Chernobyl, and obviously there were the Netflix series they did on Chernobyl, series where they try to recreate the atmosphere that was on at the times, and whilst. So going on to the effects of the Chernobyl disaster, excuse me, let me just have a quick sip of tea. Radiation effects on humans. According to a 2009 United Nations Scientific Committee on the Effects of Atomic Radiation study, the Chernobyl accident had by 2005 caused 61,200 man-hours of radiation exposure to recovery workers and evacuees. 125,000 man SV to the populace of Ukraine, Belarus and Russia, and a dose to most of the more distant European countries, amounting to 115,000 man SV. The units here in 1988 to be 600,000 man SV, equivalent to, on average, to 21 additional days of world exposure to natural background radiation. Dose to the general public within 30 kilometers of the plant. The inhalation dose, internal dose for the public during the time of the accident, and the evacuation from the area in what is now the 30 kilometer evacuation zone around the plant, has been estimated based on ground deposition of cesium-137 to be between 3 and 150 MSV. Thyroid doses for adults around the Chernobyl area were estimated to be between 20 and 1,000 MSV, while for one-year-old infants, these estimates were higher, at 20 to 6,000 MSV. For those who left at an early age after the accident, the internal dose due to inhalation was 8 to 13 times higher than the external dose due to gamma beta emitters. For those who remained until later, day 10 or later, the inhalation dose was 50 to 70% higher than the dose due to external exposure. The majority of the dose was due to iodine-131, about 40%, and tellurium and rubidium isotopes, about 20 to 30% for Rb and Te. The ingestion doses in the same group of people have also been estimated using the cesium activity per unit of area isotope ratios on average day of evacuation, intake rate of milk and green vegetables, and what is known about the transfer of radioactivity via plants and animals to humans. For adults, the dose has been estimated to be between 3 and 180 MSV, while for one-year-old infants, a dose of between 20 and 1300 MSV has been estimated. Again, the majority of the dose was thought to be mostly due to iodine-131. Childhood exposure. Ukraine, Belarus and parts of Russia received substantial amounts of radiation exposure after the Chernobyl disaster in 1986. But prior to the disaster, the number of children affected by thyroid cancer was relatively low globally. Every year, about 0.1 to 2.2 individuals per million of all aged under 15 years old worldwide were affected by thyroid cancer. Research has shown after the Chernobyl disaster, the level of thyroid cancer, particularly in children, near the radiation exposure, has abnormally increased. Although iodine-131 has a relatively short half-life compared to other radioactive isotopes, iodine-131 made its way through food chain through a milk-to-consumer pathway. 95% of iodine-131 was ingested through milk shortly after the disaster. Communities were unaware of the contamination deposited in the soil and the transforming capabilities of radiation into other food sources. Through the consumption of milk, children received abnormal amounts of radiation exposure. The high absorption rate discovered in children has also shown to be inversely proportional to age. There is a high rate of thyroid cancer among children less than 15 years old who were exposed to the radiation after the disaster, and an increasing level of doses as age decreases. This inverse proportion could be explained by the way in which children absorb iodine-131. Children have similar thyroid glands compared to adults and have a different dosage response. After the ingestion of iodine-131, a cohort study conducted in 2013 discovered a similar trend between age and dosage response. The cohort was composed of 12,000 participants. all of which were exposed to the radiation in Belarus and reported to be under the age of 18 at the time of the exposure. Future study. Studying the populations that were exposed to radiation after the Chernobyl accident has provided important data linking exposure to radiation and the future development of cancer. Cases of pediatric thyroid cancer, likely caused by absorption of iodine-131 into the thyroid gland, increased in Ukraine and Belarus 3 to 4 years after the incident. Children were most at risk, and cases did not seem to increase in adults. The greatest increase was seen in children, who were the youngest at the time of exposure, and most of the pediatric thyroid were reported in Gomel, Belarus, where the population was exposed to the highest levels of contamination. The majority of the cases that appeared in the exposed population were papillary thyroid cancer. Before the accident, the rate of thyroid cancer in children in Belarus was less than 1 per billion per million by 1995, 9 years after the disaster. The number of cases of pediatric thyroid cancer in Gomel Oblast rose to 100 per million per year. Even as adults, those who were exposed to the radiation as children may still be at risk of developing thyroid cancer decades after the exposure. It is important to study that at-risk population throughout their lives and observe if different patterns arise in tumours that develop with longer latency. A group of experts who are part of the Agenda for Research on Chernobyl Health have proposed a series of potential studies that would examine the continued effects from the Chernobyl accident and provide more information on the full extent of related health consequences. Results from lifelong observation of the exposed population could provide more information on risks as well as future protection against radiation exposure. Short-term health effects and immediate results. The explosion at the power station and subsequent fires inside the remains of the reactor resulted in the development and dispersal of radioactive cloud, which drifted not only over Russia, Belarus and Ukraine, but also over most of Europe and as far as Canada. In fact, the initial evidence in other countries that a major release of radioactive material had occurred came not from Soviet sources but from Sweden, where on April 28th, 2 days after the disaster itself, workers at the Forsmark nuclear power plant, approximately 1,100 kilometres from the Chernobyl site, were found to have radioactive particles on their clothing. It was Sweden's search for the source of radioactivity, after they had determined there was no leak at the Swedish plant, that led to the first hint of a serious nuclear problem in the Western Soviet Union. Contamination from the Chernobyl disaster was not evenly spread across the surrounding countryside, but scattered irregularly depending on weather conditions. Reports from Soviet and Western scientists indicate that Belarus received about 60% of the contamination that fell on the former Soviet Union. A large area in Russia, south of Bryansk, was also contaminated, as were parts of northwestern Ukraine. 203 people were hospitalised immediately, of whom 31 died. 28 of them died from acute radiation exposure. Most of these were fire and rescue workers trying to bring the disaster under control, who were not fully aware of how dangerous the radiation exposure from the smoke was. For a discussion of the more important isotopes in fallout, nuclear fission product. So nuclear fission products are the atomic fragments after a large atomic nucleus undergoes nuclear fusion. Typically a large nucleus like that of uranium fissions by splitting into two smaller nuclei along with a few neutrons. The release of heat energy, kinetic energy of the nuclei and gamma rays. The two smaller nuclei are the fission products. So, you know, instead of dealing with one problem, we've probably got to probably a three. So, Soviet scientists reported that the Chernobyl Unit 4 reactor contained about 180 to 190 metric tons of uranium dioxide fuel and fission products. Estimates of the amount of this material that escaped range from 5 to 30%. Because of the intense heat of the fire and with no containment building to stop it, part of the ejected fuel was vaporized or particularized and lofted high into the atmosphere where it spread. Workers and liquidators. The workers involved in the recovery and cleanup after the disaster, called liquidators, received high doses of radiation in most cases. These workers were not equipped with individual dosimeters to measure the amount of radiation received, so experts could only estimate their doses. Even where dosimeters were used, that dosimetric procedures varied. Some workers are thought to have been given more accurate estimates, estimated doses, than others. According to Soviet estimates, between 300,000 and 600,000 people were involved in the cleanup of the 30-kilometre evacuation zone around the reactor, but many of them entered the zone 2 years after the disaster. Estimates of the number of liquidators vary. The World Health Organization, for example, puts the figure at about 600,000. Russia lists as liquidators some people who did not work in contaminated areas in the first year of after the disaster. The number of cleanup workers in the zone was estimated to be 2,000. These workers received an estimated average dose of 165 millisieverts. A sevenfold increase in DNA mutations have been identified in children of liquidators conceived after the accident, which when compared to their siblings that were conceived before. However, this effect has diminished sharply over time. Evacuation. Soviet military authorities started evacuating people from the area around Chernobyl only on the second day after the disaster, after about 36 hours. By May 1986, about a month later, all those living within a 30-kilometre, 19-mile radius of the plant, about 116,000 people, had been relocated. This area is often referred to as the zone of alienation. However, significant radiation affected the environment over a much wider scale than this 30-kilometre radius encloses. And I will obviously post this on Instagram, so do be sure to follow us over there. According to reports from Soviet scientists, 28,000 square kilometres or 10,800 square miles were contaminated by cesium-137 to levels greater than 185 cubic per square metre. Roughly 830,000 people lived in this area. About 10,500 kilometres, 4,000 miles, were contaminated by cesium-137 to levels greater than 555. Of this total, roughly 2,700 miles lie in Belarus, 2,800 miles in the Russian Federation, and 580 miles in Ukraine. About 250,000 people lived in this area. These reported data were corroborated by the International Chernobyl Project. Civilians. Some children in the contaminated areas were exposed to high thyroid doses of up to 50 gray, mostly due to an intake of radioactive iodine-131, a relatively short-lived isotope with a half-life of 8 days from contaminated milk produced locally. Several studies have found that the incidence of thyroid cancer among children in Belarus, Ukraine and Russia has risen sharply since the Chernobyl disaster. The International Atomic Energy Agency notes 1,800 documented cases of thyroid cancer in children who were between 0 and 14 years of age when the accident occurred, which is far higher than normal, although this source fails to note the expected rate. The childhood thyroid cancers that have appeared are of a large and aggressive type, but if detected early, can be treated. Treatment entails surgery followed by iodine-131 therapy for any metastases. To date, such treatment appears to have been successful in the vast majority of cases. Late in 1995, the World Health Organization, WHO, linked nearly 700 cases of thyroid cancer among children and adolescents to the Chernobyl disaster. Among these, some 10 deaths are attributed to radiation. However, the rapid increase in thyroid cancers detected suggests some of this increase may be an artifact of the screening process. Typically, latency time of radiation-induced thyroid cancer is about 10 years, but the increase in childhood thyroid cancers in some regions was observed as early as 1987. Plant and animal health. A large swath of pine forest killed by acute radiation was named the Red Forest. The dead pines were bulldozed and buried. Livestock were removed during the human evacuations. Elsewhere in Europe, levels of radioactivity were examined in various natural food stocks. In both Sweden and Finland, fish in deep freshwater lakes were banned for resale, and landowners were advised to consume certain types, not to consume certain types. Information regarding physical deformities in the plant and animal populations in the area affected by radioactive fallout require sampling and capture, along with DNA testing of individuals to determine if abnormalities are the result of natural mutation, radiation poisoning, or exposure to other contaminants in the environment, i.e. pesticides, industrial waste, or agricultural runoff. Animals living in contaminated areas in and around Chernobyl have suffered from a variety of side effects caused by radiation. Oxidative stress and low levels of antioxidants have had severe consequences on the development of the nervous system, including reduced brain size and impaired cognitive abilities. It has been found that birds living in areas with high levels of radiation have statistically significantly smaller brains, which has shown to be a deficit to viability in the wild. Barn swallows that live in or around Chernobyl have displayed an increased rate of physical abnormalities compared to swallows from uncontaminated areas. Abnormalities include partially albinistic plumage, deformed toes, tumours, deformed tail feathers, deformed beaks, and deformed air sacs. Birds with these abnormalities have reduced viability in the wild and a decrease in fitness. Muller et al. Claimed in 2007 that these effects were likely due to radiation exposure and elevated teratogenic effects of radioactive isotopes in the environment. Although these conclusions have been challenged, various birds in the area appear to have adapted to lower levels of radiation by producing more antioxidants such as glutathione to help mitigate the oxidative stress. Invertebrate populations including bumblebees, butterflies, grasshoppers, dragonflies and spiders significantly decreased as of 2009. Most radioactivity around Chernobyl was located in the top layer of soil, where many invertebrates live or lay their eggs. The reduced abundance of invertebrates could have negative implications for the entire ecosystem surrounding Chernobyl. Radionuclides migrate through either soil diffusion or transportation within the soil solution. The effects of ionizing radiation on plants and trees in particular depends on numerous factors, including climate conditions, the mechanism of radiation deposition, and the soil type. Altitude, soil disturbance, and biological activity are also important factors that influence the amount of radioisotopes in soil. In turn, radiated vegetation affects organisms further up the food chain. In general, the upper level trophic organisms received less contamination due to their ability to be more mobile and feed from multiple areas. The amount of radioactive nuclides found that have been deposited into surrounding lakes has increased the normal baseline radioactive amounts by 100%. Most of the radionuclides in surrounding water areas were found in sediments at the bottom of the lake. There has been a high incidence of chromosomal changes in plant and animal aquatic organisms, and this generally has correlated with the contamination and resulting genetic instability. Most of the lakes and rivers surrounding Chernobyl exclusion zone are still highly contaminated with radionuclides and will be for many years to come, as the natural decontamination process of nuclides with longer half-lives can take many years. Human pregnancy. Despite spurious studies from Germany and Turkey, the only robust evidence of negative pregnancy outcomes that transpired after the accident was the increase in elective abortions. These indirect effects in Greece, Denmark, Italy, etc. have been attributed to anxieties created by the media. Research at the time knew that very high doses of radiation increase the rate of physiological pregnancy and fetal abnormalities. But select researchers who were familiar with both the prior human exposure data and animal testing knew that, unlike the dominant linear no-threshold model of radiation and cancer rate increases, the malformation of organs appears to be a deterministic effect, an effect not caused by chance, with a threshold dose below which no rate increase is observed. Frank Castronovo of the Harvard Medical School discussed this teratology birth defects issue in 1999, publishing a detailed review of dose reconstruction and the available pregnancy data following the Chernobyl accident, which included data from Kiev's two largest obstetrics hospitals. Castronovo concludes that the lay press with newspaper reporters playing up anecdotal stories of children with birth defects and dubious studies that flawed by selection bias are the two primary factors causing the persistent belief that Chernobyl increased the background rate of birth defects. However, the vast amount of pregnancy data simply does not support this perception, because since no pregnant individuals took part in the most radioactive liquidator operations, no pregnant individuals were exposed to threshold dose. Despite Mr. Castronovo's statements, Carl Sperling, Hyde Marie Manson and Hagen Serb reported that the prevalence of Down syndrome in West Berlin, Germany peaked 9 months following the main fallout, from 1980 to 1986. The birth prevalence of Down syndrome was quite stable. In 1987, 46 cases were diagnosed, and most of the increase resulted from a cluster of 12 children born in January 1987. The prevalence of Down syndrome in 1988 was 1.77, and in 1989 it reached to pre-Chernobyl values. The authors noted that the cluster of children who would have been conceived when radioactive clouds containing radionucleotides with short half-lives, like iodine, would have been covering the region, and also that the isolated geographical position of West Berlin prior to reunification, the free genetic counselling and complete coverage of the population through the one central cytogenetic laboratory supported completeness of case ascertainments. In addition, constant culture preparations and analysis protocols ensure a high quality of data. Science and Politics, The Problem of Epidemiological Studies. The issue of long-term effects of the Chernobyl disaster on civilians is very controversial. The number of people whose lives were affected by the disaster is sizable. Over 300,000 people were resettled because of the disaster. Millions lived and continue to live in the containment area. On the other hand, most of those affected received relatively low doses of radiation. There is little evidence of increased mortality, cancers or birth defects among them. And when such evidence is present, existence of a causal link to radioactive contamination is uncertain. An increased incidence of thyroid cancer among children in areas of Belarus, Ukraine and Russia affected by the Chernobyl disaster has been firmly established as a result of screening programs. And in the case of Belarus, an established cancer registry, the findings of most epidemiological studies must be considered interim, says experts, as analysis of health effects of the disaster is an ongoing process. Multi-level modelling indicates that long-term psychological distress among Belarusians affected by the Chernobyl disaster is better predicted by stress-moderating psychosocial factors present in one's daily life than by level of residential radiation contamination. Epidemiological studies have been hampered in Ukraine, Russian Federation and Belarus by a lack of funds, an infrastructure with little or no experience in chronic disease epidemiology, poor communication facilities, a public health problem with many dimensions and a political culture of secrecy and deception. Emphasis has been placed on screening rather than on well-designed epidemiological studies. International efforts to organise epidemiological studies have been slowed by some of the same factors, especially the lack of a suitable scientific infrastructure. Furthermore, the political nature of nuclear energy has affected scientific studies. In Belarus, Yuri Bandashevsky, a scientist who questioned the official estimates of Chernobyl's consequences and the relevancy of the official maximum limit of 1,000 kg, was imprisoned from 2001 to 2005. Bandashevsky and some human rights groups alleged his imprisonment was a reprisal for his publication of reports critical of the official research being conducted into the Chernobyl incident. These activities undertaken by Belarus and Ukraine in response to the disaster, remediation of the environment, evacuation and resettlement, development of uncontaminated food sources and food distribution channels, and public health measures have overburdened the governments of those countries. International agencies and foreign governments have provided extensive logistic and humanitarian assistance. In addition, the work of the European Commission and the World Health Organization is strengthening the epidemiological research infrastructure in Russia, Ukraine and Belarus, is laying the base for major advances in these countries' ability to carry out epidemiological studies of all kinds. Effects on the natural world. According to reports from Soviet scientists at the first international conference on the biological and radiological aspects of the Chernobyl accident, September 1990, fallout levels in the 10-kilometer zone around the plant were as high as 4.1 g. The so-called Red Forest is the swath of pine trees located immediately behind the reactor complex within the 10-kilometer zone, which were killed off by heavy radioactive fallout. The forest is so named because in the days following the disaster, the trees appeared to have a deep red hue as they died because of extremely heavy radioactive fallout. In the post-disaster cleanup operations, a majority of the 10-kilometre forest was bulldozed and buried. The site of the Red Forest remains one of the most contaminated areas in the world. In recent years, there have been many reports suggesting that The zone may be a fertile habitat for wildlife. For example, in the 1996 BBC Horizon documentary Inside Chernobyl's Sarcophagi, birds are seen flying in and out of large holes in the structure itself. Other casual observations suggest biodiversity around the massive radioactivity release has increased due to the removal of human influence. Storks, wolves, beavers and eagles have been reported in the area. Barn swallows sampled between 1991 and 2006, both in the Chernobyl exclusion zone, had more physical abnormalities than controlled sparrows sampled elsewhere in Europe. Abnormal barn swallows mated with lower frequency, causing the percentage of abnormal swallows to decrease over time. This demonstrated the selective pressure against the abnormalities was faster than the effects of radiation that created the abnormalities. This was a big surprise to us, Dr. Masao said. We had no idea of the impact. It is unknown whether fallout contamination will have any long-term adverse effects on the flora and fauna of the region, as plants and animals have significantly different and varying radiological tolerance compared with humans. Some birds are reported with stunted tail feathers, which interferes with breeding. There were reports of mutations in plants in the area. The Chernobyl area has not received very much biological study, although studies that have been done suggest that apparently healthy populations may be sink instead of source populations. In other words, that the apparently healthy populations are not contributing to the survival of the species. And I think I will leave it there for now. I would like to thank you for joining me on today's episode. I will be doing another one this Friday. Instagram at people. Yeah. Oh, the podcast notes.
Wonder if God got a plan for everyone. I wonder if I could take a second run. Cause I carry on getting sad and getting stuck. What I wouldn't give for a life that doesn't suck. I'm a moving target.